So we've been discussing Kiddush Malchum Sulam. Last week we mentioned the halachas, exactly what constitutes the same place with regards to Kiddush. We said that in order to yotze Kiddush, you have to eat your Sulam in the place where you made Kiddush. Okay, just to quickly summarize what we said, again, there's certain dinim which are lechachila and certain which are bedi eved. So he said, lechachila, a person should eat his Sulam in the same room where he is making Kiddush, and not even in the same room, but even in the very same place where he made Kiddush. So he shouldn't even go from one corner to another corner in the same room. Okay, we said, unless if a person either has that in mind, that he's going to make or listen to Kiddush in one part of the room and go to another part of the room, or the Shmuel Shabbos Kiyuchas says that if you can see the other part of the room, Bidi Ever, that's a person, didn't move from one part of the room to another, that is so that Bidi Ever, he is the OT. Okay, that's the same room. Going from one room to another. So, if a person can have from one house to another house, so there, a person shouldn't do it. Okay, now if he did do it and he can see that place from the original place or from the where he is now, he can see the original place, then Bidi Ever, if there's no public pathway separating the two places, then he would be yotzi. At least bidi eved, very, very, very bidi eved. Okay.
So this is when he. I'm sorry. The situation we're talking about right now is when he heard Kiddush or he made Kiddush in one place.
Whether he heard or made it doesn't make a difference, right? Okay. So he was in one house when he made Kiddush or heard Kiddush, and then he went to eat his suda in a different house. Okay. And if he can see from the new house where he is now, where he's eating, he can see the original house, the original place where he made Kiddush, okay, and there's no public, there's no pathway that interrupts between the two. Yeah, like it's not the other side of a street, let's say, or there's some kind of, there's no public pathway in between, then at least you shouldn't make Kiddush again.
Does he have to see the room in the other house where he's going to be eating, or just the house itself?
The room. From where he is now, where he's eating, he has to be able to see, and there was also discussion, he has to at least either see Dalet Amos of where he was before he made Kiddush, or possibly some even say that whole room where he made Kiddush before. Okay?
Raf, the question is, when you see, he needs to see a room. Usually from outside I see windows, not rooms.
No. You can't see inside. You have to be able to see the place. Yeah, you have to be able to see inside. So you're right. Let's say the chisim are down. Yeah, and you can't see inside. Then the person said that doesn't count. Well, like if you have a door, and the door is now shut. It's not talking about a glass door. Talking about a wooden door. Let's say, and you can't see the place. That doesn't count. That means you can't see the place. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So just. You'll probably tell me now, you'll probably think that, the halacha of Kiddush Malchum Sulam is not really so nogea. So, in a sense, you're right, okay? Cause most of the time, we make Kiddush, the place we make Kiddush, that's where we eat. So I'm saying all these scenarios I've been telling you are a little bit, not so common. So I'm going to tell you at least two examples where it is can happen, but we're going to see in a different area of Kiddush Malchum Sulam, this halacha is very, very relevant. Okay, so just bear with me. Okay, so two places where it can be very, very relevant is, I haven't been to a Kiddush like this for a while, but I remember when I first moved to Rav Beit Shemesh, it was quite common that when a person made a Kiddush in his home, so the men would be in one apartment in a building, and the woman would be in a different apartment in the building, and often like the next door apartment. Okay, so now what would happen is, that the women often they don't make their own kiddush. They want to listen to a man making kiddush. So either a woman would come into the stairway and listen to the man making kiddush in that apartment, okay, or the other way around, a man would come into the stairway and make kiddush, and the woman would listen in that apartment, and then either one, the man would go back into the men's apartment, or the woman would go into their apartment and eat over there. Okay, so here we've got here is a shaila of Kiddush Malchum Sulam. Okay, so at best, okay, we're going to see it's a sort of discussion, but at best, that's going to be going from one room to another. Yeah, so it depends. If you have in diet, okay, that if you can't see the place, that's only a bit of it. Yeah, it would only be like achila if you have diet and you have in mind. You have that, and you can see that the place where the lady is going to eat, she can see the original place where she was standing to make kiddush. Okay, but even that is not so simple. Why? Because what's the status of a stairway? A stairway in the building. How do we view that? Is that viewed as a different room within a house, or it's a separate house? Okay, this Mr. Goffman, you've been very asking me a few times. Okay, there's discussion exactly how we magzir what's considered to be within one house. Okay, some police can say that even in one house, there's one house, but you rent out one room in that house. Yeah, you rent it out to someone else. That room, because it's rented out to someone else, it's under someone else's shimush, someone else uses it. Yeah, that's called a different house. Yeah, so that's even within the same house. Yeah, some police can go that far. Okay, now what about a stairway? The stairway in your building, how do we view that? So some police can say that because you have a joint ownership in that, that's also considered to be your house. That's like an extension of your house, and therefore you can treat it as if going from one room to another. But there's other police can say, no, not true. Because it's not really yours. You don't really use it for shimush. Yeah, it's not the same as your house. That's considered to be a different house. Okay? So therefore, doing this, the kiddush in the stairway, yeah, and then moving into the apartment should be avoided. It's not something to do because there's a sad that it could be viewed as a different house. You shouldn't make kiddush that way. A person shouldn't make kiddush in standing in the stairway and then go eat the sugar, go eat some nezoinus inside the apartment. Okay, you should avoid it. Again, if you did do it, okay, so then at least with the evidence, it might be what to rely on. Yeah, especially if you have it staff and especially if you can see it, then there might be what to rely on. But a person shouldn't do that. Okay. Then, okay, so that's one place where it definitely is relevant. Okay, another example is if, let's say, a person is a son, he's in hospital, okay, and he's obviously he can't. Some of these hospitals have places for the Shabbat Siddur, but sometimes the person's either too ill or maybe he's in whatever reason he's not there. So at least in some of the hospitals, a person goes around and makes kiddush on each different ward. So if a person were to go out of his room to listen to the kiddush, yeah, and then he wants to go eat his suda inside his room, then there you, okay, that's from one room to another. So then you have to see, it's only the chachila if you have in mind and you can see that, and you can see them from one place to the other. Yeah, otherwise, if you have in mind, okay, at least at the end of your beauty, but it's not the chachila. Okay, so again, you have to know the circumstances, what's going on. Ideally then, if he's not able to see that from one place to another, so he should stay in his room, listen to kiddush in his room, and then eat in his room, and that would be okay. Okay, if he wouldn't be able to hear kiddush, okay, so then it might have to come into very over situations, or at least he should eat let's say kazayas of mezoinus in the place where he hears kiddush. Okay. Yes, I'm with you.
There's a question about seeing right now. Let's assume I have two rooms in my apartment, A and B.
Okay. You can see. You can.
No, I didn't finish it yet. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish scenarios and then you will see what I'm asking. I have two rooms in my house, A and B.
Yeah.
I always eating in room A.
Yeah.
Always. And right now, when I look and play, and this is my house from outside, I see only room B. Do I see place for eating or not?
Where are you making kiddush?
I'm making kiddush in another apartment, but I see right now my apartment when I go to eat.
But you can see the room that you're not going to eat in.
Yeah, I see only room which I'm never eating in.
Yeah, that doesn't count. You have to be able to at least see the room that you are eating.
Okay. It is what my question, you answer my question, thank you.
Okay. Now, if you remember when we started the Kiddush Makom Suda, we mentioned that there are three different facets of Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay? The first one, that's what we've been discussing the last couple of weeks, which is that you have to eat your Suda in the same place where you make Kiddush. Okay? And we have different instances of how you can get that. Okay?
Sorry, can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
You mentioned before that it doesn't make a difference whether I'm in the room making the Kiddush and looking out or I'm in the place. But I thought that if you hear Kiddush, it didn't matter if you, I mean, it didn't matter if you can see anybody, right? I mean, as long as you heard Kiddush, right, that he's mechaven to be moitzi you and you're mechaven to be yoitze. So there, right, in that scenario, it wouldn't make a difference where the person is standing and you're standing, right? You could be standing across the street.
Yeah.
Because there it's Shomeke Oine, right? It shouldn't make a difference.
Right, 100%. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, fine.
Yeah, again. All these things are, we're talking about, as far as we're concerned, making Kiddush means the place where I'm listening to Kiddush. Either I'm the maker or I'm the listener, the place where I want to be used to Kiddush. Wherever I'm standing now at the time of Kiddush, that's called my place while I'm making Kiddush. So in that place where I'm making Kiddush, I'm listening to Kiddush, I have to have the Suda. Okay? Yeah? Okay, and so we said there's different ways of how you can get to that, whether it's different one room to another, with us, with seeing, all these different things. Okay, that was the first aspect. Okay, there's another aspect, which we're not going to discuss today, which is what's considered to be a Suda. How much food, what food do you have to eat to be considered to be Kiddush Makom Suda? So now we're going to leave, that's going to be probably next week or the week after. Okay, there's another aspect that we mentioned, which is that Kiddush Makom Suda also entails not having a break between the Kiddush and the Suda. The Kiddush should be immediately followed by the Suda. Yeah? That means I make Kiddush and I should have the Suda straight away. Okay? Now, there's different facets of that. Okay? One facet of that is timing. Yeah? You should have the Suda straight away. Okay, the definition of the time involved is not so clear. The first skill, there's different discussion, it's not so clear. The loss of the Mishnah Berurah is you shouldn't delay a lot. Should have come in loss of 1 second. The loss is, sorry, 1 second. A short time. You shouldn't be mastic a short time. Okay? The post-game is different discussion. Some say that a few minutes is okay. Some say that the amount of kedei achilas plus is acceptable. So that means between 2 and 9 minutes. Okay? It's not so clear cut. The shaila is, how much time would you delay and then you'd have to make kiddush again? That's also not so clear cut. Some say maybe an hour. Some say the shiur of ichor, which is about 72 minutes. That's also not so clear cut. So to avoid all silence, you should just start eating straight away. Okay, within a few minutes, eat straight away. That avoids those silence. Okay, so that's with regards to just timing. Now there's other things also. Yeah, having your sort of straight after kiddush. It's not just about, not only timing, but you shouldn't be mastic with other things either. You shouldn't get involved in other things. You shouldn't start doing other things. Okay? And here we come to a big kiddush, okay? Which is, what happens if you make kiddush, let's say, in your dining room, yeah? Okay? And then, straight off the kiddush, you just go outside for 5 seconds, and you come back inside, and you eat your suda there. So you just, all you did was leave your house. Yeah? What is that? Wouldn't you be yoitze kiddush makom suda? Okay, so here is, there's a achroinim. The Mishnah Berurah brings that some achroinim take on that pasha, that's okay. There's no problem with that. The fact that lamaisa, you're eating your suda in the place where you make kiddush, that's okay. But there are poskim who say not like that. It's supposed to be said that if you leave your house, yeah, you are that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. Even though you're coming back and you're eating the Suda in that same place, that's not called Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say like this though. He says that I'm just going to tell the bottom line halacha that he says, and we're going to see all the different manifestations of it. Okay, he says that nechachila person shouldn't leave his house. If he didn't leave his house and he came back and he ate in the same place, that's acceptable. The average you're yoitzing. Okay, but if when you at the time you made kiddush, yeah, you even if you had in mind to eat straight away, yeah, and an oinus happened, some kind of oinus happened and you were delayed, yeah, and you only ate afterwards, Yeah. Then the combination of the fact that there was a time delay, even though it was because of oiness, but you also left the house, then you would have to repeat Kiddush again. You wouldn't be Yosef Yochiv or Kiddush Makom Suda. If at the time of making Kiddush, all there was an oiness, and this we're going to discuss a little bit more later, all there was an oiness, but you had in mind that you're going to eat straight away, but something happened and you got a bit involved and it was an oiness, but you still ate Kiddush Makom Suda, then you would be Yosef. But if you also left in the meantime, then you wouldn't be Yosef. Okay, that's the bottom line Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, but again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Lil Chatchila, a person should not leave the place where he's making Kiddush. Okay?
Can I ask him that?
Yeah? Yeah?
Somebody has Kiddush. Still, they need to go use the restroom. They go
out. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah?
They go,
okay, we got to.
In the new broad, that where the restrooms are outside the building altogether. So he is fully intent to come back and eat.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's exactly what we're about to discuss. Very good. Okay. What we're discussing up till now is just some going out. Okay, let's say you need to go out. Yeah, let's soy le chasuda. So as Avi saying, a case of going to the bathroom. That's also a type of soy chasuda. You shouldn't start eating if you need the bathroom. Okay, right. Now I'm going to tell you an even bigger kiddush. Yeah, let's say you make kiddush in your dining room, and now you need to go wash your hands for the suda, and you wanted to even go into the kitchen. Is that acceptable? Okay, you're probably all shocked. You're probably thinking, of course it is. What are you talking about? But we'll see. It's not so partial. Let's see. Okay. So, what exactly is this rule of going out? What's the criteria of that? What's the gedarim of that? Okay, so... So I checked with our corporal. This is how he understood. Yeah, that whatever we say for Kiddush Makom Suda, whatever's an acceptable subsequent place, yeah, meaning if you were to make Kiddush in one place and eat in another place, if in that second place it's lechachila to go eat there. For example, if you from one room to another and you can see that place and you have in mind, yeah, we said that's lechachila, then lechachila. Between Kiddush and your Suda, you can go to that place and then come back. Yeah, so again, whatever's considered to be acceptable for Kiddush Makom Suda, whatever kind of changing place is acceptable, that's also going to be true by this deal over here. So, if a person's in his dining room, yeah? I forgot to say one other thing first. Okay? We mentioned going out to the Tzorech HaSuda. Okay? So that's, the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. Okay. The shine is, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? Does it mean that it's lechachila, or does it mean it's only bedi eved? Okay. Shmir Shabbos Kehechosah understands that it's lechachila. Lechachila, a person is allowed to go from one room to another, even out the house, if it's the Tzorech HaSuda. So if he needs to wash his hands for the Suda, Shmir Shabbos says that's lechachila. That's fine. That's not a problem whatsoever. Okay. That's lechachila. But, Rav Nissen Karelitz seems to say not like that. He understands only bedi eved. The posh of Mishnah Berurah is more mashma that way. That is only bedi eved. Lechachila, even if it's Tzorech HaSuda, person shouldn't go from one room to another. Okay, bedi eved, you'll be yoti. Yeah, you'll still be yoti Kiddush Makom Suda. But we are lechachila Jews. We try to do things in the right way. But lechachila, person should not move from one room to or change place. Even if it's a Tzorech HaSuda. Okay, so we have to see.
Is that why there's some Ashkenazim who they wash, they make Kiddush, and then they make most.
That's a different rule. It's not because of that, as far as I understand. There are those who are makid. Some people actually have a sink in their dining room, and they bring down both the Chofetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish were makpid that their mishpachas should wash in the place where they're making Kiddush. Okay. So, if we're going with the sub that's only bedi eved, yeah, so again, so a person now is in his dining room, and he's making Kiddush, and he wants to go wash, yeah, what's the eitzah? What's he meant to do? Okay, so, if he can see that place and he has in mind, which is, even with presumably even without having specifically in mind, but that is what you always do, you go wash. So then that would be it, lechachila. Yeah? So if a person's kitchen is right next to his dining room and you can see from one to the other, so then there's no problems there. Okay? But that's not always true. Sometimes it's a bit around the corner. Yeah? Sometimes there's things blocking it. So what's an eitzah? Yeah? So the Rav told me an eitzah. I haven't seen this eitzah pulled down, but I've heard it from different sources. I've heard it from the Rav told it to me. I heard it from Moshe Shlomo once told it to me. Somebody just told me that recently one of the big Rosh Hashivas also said this eitzah recently. Which is, let's go into, we're going to Hilchos Brachos. We've discussed before that a lot of the things about Kiddush Malchus Siddur are comparable to Hilchos Brachos. Okay. Now, by Hilchos Brachos, at least for the Ashkenazim, if a person is eating fruit, he's having apples, he's eating in his house, okay? And then he goes outside, and then he comes back inside. The halacha is, you need a new fruit, yeah? If a person went at least out of his house, yeah, that's considered to be a hefsek. His achila has come to an end, his original achila, and he needs a new bracha. Okay? So again, a person's eating apples, fruit, and we're talking about not bread, not mezonos, not the shiva saminim. Not the shiva saminim. Well, not wine, sorry, I think not wine. Okay. Okay. So he's just having an apple. So again, if he goes outside and comes back, he wants to continue eating, he needs to say a new bracha. But what happens if he's, let's just say maybe a more common scenario, person eating supper, he's having meat and potatoes for supper, and he's sitting there with his wife. Yeah, so he's having meat and potatoes for supper, yeah? Sorry, let's go back one stage. He's sitting there by himself. If he's by himself and he's having meat and potatoes, and he goes outside for whatever reason, he comes back inside, he has to make a new bracha. His original eating session came to an end, and he needs a new bracha. Okay, but if he's sitting there with his wife, he's eating supper with his wife, and in the middle of eating, he goes outside, and then he comes back, because his wife is still there, so the person that, someone mixed us chaverim, part of the group that he was eating with is still there, and they're still eating, that person is still eating, and the person's still there, they started eating, the person's still there, they're carrying on eating now, then he doesn't need a new bracha, yeah? He doesn't need a bracha, even though he went outside, but because the original group that he was part of, they're still continuing to eat, yeah, and he's gone back to that group, he does not need a new bracha, okay? Again, we're talking about things like fruit, meat, fish, we're not talking about mezonos and bread, okay? All right, so he doesn't need a new bracha. The fact that there was someone there from the original group, that's considered, the original achila is still continuing, and you don't need a new bracha. Okay, so says the Chaim Volozhin. Yeah?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How far does this concept go? For how long they can be absent?
As long as that person is still there and still eating, then you can carry on. Then you don't need a new bracha.
It doesn't matter. So
it doesn't matter.
Can I ask a question?
Mr. Goffman.
As soon as there are apple on the table, and when I come, there's still apple on the table, everything okay.
Well, it doesn't have to be that there's apple on the table. As long as the person hasn't said a bracha achroina, and you're still in that same suda, yeah, you're still in that same eating section, that person hasn't gone away, the person hasn't terminated their eating, then you don't need a new bracha.
So right now,
okay?
Right now, small scenarios. Right now, not only my wife.
Yeah.
After coronavirus, I have 5 people at my table, and four of them made bracha. I need only one which did not make bracha, right?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I just want to say this quickly before, because we're coming to we're almost finished. We're running out of time. Okay. So according to Rav Chaim Volozhin says, that same eitzah, that same vort that we said by Hilchos Brachos, by Brachos Ananim, you can also use by Kiddush Malchus Siddur. That if you're in the dining room, and you can't see the place where you're going to wash, let's say. Yeah? So then, he says, that's the eitzah. Let's say you've got a whole family there, or even just you and your wife. You're sitting at the table. So the way you should do it is, let's say your wife goes to wash, you stay at the table. Yeah? She washes, she comes back to the table, now she's at the table. Then you go, while she's still at the table, yeah? And then that way, that original setting of your kiddush is still there, and you're just continuing in that original setting. Yeah, and in which case that will be that's perfectly acceptable. Okay, so that's the Issa that's suggested over here. Yeah.
I'm concerned about the example with the apple, because that's eating an apple with your wife is not exactly called a suda.
Okay, it's not like a suda. It's one eating session. As long as that eating session is still continuing, that's okay. So again, as long as your wife is still eating or may still be eating, yes, she hasn't said a bracha achoina yet, then that's considered to be that original eating session is still alive, yeah, and therefore you're returning to a pre-existing eating session.
That's my question.
Okay?
That's called an eating session.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just an apple.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Question. If I'm eating by myself, your example, door ring, doorbell ring, somebody wants a docker. I go outside. Come back in 20 seconds.
Sorry, then I didn't hear. What were you eating? You're eating what? What were you eating?
I'm eating meat and potatoes by myself.
Okay.
And the bell rings and somebody wants a docker. Go outside, I give them sadaka and come back. Takes 10 seconds.
You go outside where? You go outside the whole house?
Yeah, I go out into, let's say, into the street. I've got a gate. So that's why I go outside.
You go into the street, yeah. You go into the street, yeah. Yeah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, when you come back in, you need a... Yeah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and you still understand it, you need a new bracha when you come back.
Even though I've not taken my mind off the meal,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, a shinu makom is considered to be a hashtag of your suda.
If I go into the garden, same thing or different?
We have to discuss that. That was a bit like we discussed before about Amir Pesach. A garden's not very, a garden you're into big shilas.
Okay.
But
Amir Pesach, next week we're going to discuss gardens and Amir Pesach.
But if his wife is still there, and if his
wife's there, if his wife is still there, then that's fine, right? As long as she hasn't finished her eating, yeah. So you're coming back to your joint eating, yeah. She was eating and she's still eating, or she hasn't finished eating, yeah. And you're eating together, then that's okay.
If she comes over and just has a drink of water, and has not said her bracha achrona, is that enough?
What do you mean? As in you were sitting together and eating, and she was drinking and you were eating?
They weren't even sitting together. No.
It has to be that you were sitting together to eat.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just tell you what halacha lemaisa. A lot of the yeshivas have started and they're in their capsules. Yeah. So. There was a certain yeshiva, a group of boys that were in their room, and the place where they were to eat is there was a mirpeset over there. So they were going to make kiddush on the mirpeset, but they needed to wash. So where are they going to wash? They have to wash somewhere inside. So the Rosh Yeshiva told them this eitzah, that make sure that when you make kiddush, you can make kiddush there, some boys must stay. Some boys go inside to wash, some boys stay, and then switch around, and that way that will be a valid kiyum of kiddush and asim suda. Okay?
Right.
So,
she told us all these rules